So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed Be'eluhin HaBasulim. Those who transgress certain Averis become disqualified to become Dayanim, judges, or Edim, witnesses. The Gemara proceeds with a Machlikis regarding Eid Zaymim. If a person testified and was later discovered to be an Eid Zaymim, he had testified falsely. From what point does he become Pasul Eidus, disqualified to testify? Abaye Amar, L'mafreihu Nifsal. Abaye says he becomes Pasul retroactively from the time he testified falsely, because Me'idna De'asid Rashahu. He was then already considered a Rasha who was Pasul Eidus, as the Pasuk states, Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha Lias Eid Chamas, which means, Al Tashas Rasha Eid, a wicked person cannot testify. Rava Amar, Mekanu L'abahu Nifsal. Rava says he becomes Pasul only from the time it was discovered that he was an Eid Zaymim, but not from before. Because Eid Zaymim Chidashu, it is a novel halacha that the second Eidim Hamazimin can disqualify the first Eidim Zaymim through the testimony of Imanu Hayisim, because this is a situation of Treyu Trey in which the second Eidim Hamazimin are Machesh, contradict the first Eidim as to their whereabouts at the time of their testimony. And if so, my chazit the Samchahani, why do we accept the second Eidus as truth and the first Eidus as false? Perhaps the first Eidus is the truth and the second Eidus is false. It must be exeris hakasid that we accept the testimony of the second Eidus. Therefore, in l'chabai il mashas chidush of elach, the first Eidim are considered Rishoim only from the time of the Hazama, but not from before. The Gemara offers a second explanation of Rava that perhaps he does agree with Abaya that l'mafreihu nifsal. But even so, they only become possible from the time of Hazama, mishum pseida delekuches, because this will cause a loss to all buyers to whose purchases the Eid Zaymim testify between the time of the Eidus and the Hazama. The difference between the two versions of Rava is in the following two scenarios where Mishum Chidush Leka, Mishum Pseidid Lekuche Sikka. Only one reason applies. Das Hidu Beitrei Bechad. Two Eidim were Mazim one Eid, and two other Eidim were Mazim the other Eid. The acceptance of the second Eid is not a Chidush, because they are two against one, but there is concern for Pseidid Lekuches. Or De Paslin Begaz Lanusa. The second Eidim were not Mazim, but testify that the first Eidim were thieves. The acceptance of the second Eid is not a chiddush, because as Rashi explains, the Hamilsa Achrina Kamasadi. This is not a situation of Trey Yitrei, since they did not testify against the testimony of the first Eidim, but rather against the eligibility of the Eidim themselves, for which the first Eidim are not believed, but there is concern for Pseidah Lekuches. The Gemara concludes, this is one of the six cases where we rule like Abaya rather than Rava. These are exceptions to the general rule, Abaya V'Rava, Halacha K'Rava. The Gemara proceeds with another one of these six cases. Mumur Oichel Nevelis. Someone who eats forbidden Nevela meat intentionally. Is he Pasul Eidus? It depends. Litei Avin Divya Kol Pasul. If he eats Nevela because it's cheaper, all agree that he becomes disqualified to testify. Because as Rashi explains, the Kivin Mishum Mamed Ka'avid, the Hushchicha Bezol Tfei, have a Likarash of the Chamas. Since he buys the cheaper Nevela meat to save himself money, he's considered like a Gazlan who is Pasul Eidus because he's willing to commit a transgression for monetary gain. The Machlekes is regarding Mumer Oichel Nevelis Lahachas. Abaye Amar Pasul, Rav Amar Kasher. If he eats Nevela meat intentionally, even where it's the same price, to rebel against the Torah, Abaye holds he becomes Pasul, Rav holds he does not become Pasul. As the Gemara explains, Abaye Amar Pasul, Davali Rasha. He becomes Pasul because he's considered a Rasha through his Avera, and the Rasha for any Avera becomes Pasul. As the Pasuk states, Al Tashas Yatchem Rasha Liyas Eid Chamas, which we understand as Al Tashas Rasha Eid. A wicked person cannot testify. While Rav Amar Kasher, Rasha de Chamas Be'inan. He remains Kasher because this Avera is not for the sake of money, and only a Rasha for an Avera that was for money, such as a thief, because we assume that he will testify falsely for money, as the Pasuk states, Al Tashas Yatchem Rasha Liyas Eid Chamas, which we understand as Al Tashas Chamas Eid. One who steals may not testify. The Gemara brings a proof to Rava from the following Braisa. Al Tashas Rasha Eid, Al Tashas Chamas Eid, Elu Gazlonin Umalvi Ribiyas. A thief or someone who lends money for interest is Pasul Eidus. Apparently, only for these Averis that were transgressed for the sake of money, one becomes Pasul. But for Averis that were not for money, one does not become Pasul. Tiyufta, Dabaya, Tiyufta. The Gemara now attempts to say that the Machlekes Abaye v'Rav is actually a Machlekes Tanoim in the following Braisa. Eid Zaymim Pasul L'chala Terekula Divri Meir. The Meir says that one who testifies falsely even regarding Dinim Mamanis, monetary matters which are kill, lenient, becomes disqualified to testify in all matters, in Dinim Mamanis, and even Din Nefashis, life and death matters which are Chamer stringent, because Hochshed L'kal, Hochshed L'chamer. One who transgresses even a lenient Avera is assumed to be willing to transgress even a more stringent Avera. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says it depends. Vadmed V'mamurim Shuhuzim Din Nefashis. Pasul l'chal tarikula. Only if he had testified falsely regarding din nefashis, which is chamer, he becomes disqualified for both din mamonis and din nefashis, because hochshel chamer, hochshel kal. One who transgresses a stringent avera is assumed to be willing to transgress an equivalent avera and certainly a more lenient avera. However, aval hozem din mamonis kashel din nefashis. If he had testified falsely only in din mamonis, which is kill, he becomes possible only for din mamonis, but remains kasher for din nefashis, which are chamer, because hochshel lekal in a chasher lechamer. One who transgresses a lenient avera is not assumed to be willing to transgress a more stringent avera. The Gemara initially assumes as follows: Abaya holds like Remeir because Abaya says oichel nevelis lahaches pasul eidus. He becomes disqualified even though to eat nevela is kill, because it is only ra l'shamayim, ve'ina ra l'briyas. This act is against Hashem, but not against mankind. While to be made sheker b'mamin, to testify falsely in a monetary case, is chamer, because it is ra l'shamayim u'l'briyas. This act is both against Hashem and against mankind, the party that suffers the monetary loss. Nevertheless, it becomes pasul eidus, apparently because Abaya holds the Gemara, that hochshel lekal, hochshel lechamer. One who transgresses a lenient aver is assumed to be willing to transgress even a more stringent aver. While Rava holds like Rabbi Yisi, because Rava says, Eichel nevelas lahachas, kashal eidus, he remains eligible to testify because to eat nevela is kill, while to be made sheker b'mamon is chamer. Apparently, Rava holds like Rabbi Yisi, that hochshel lekal in a chashel lechamer. One who transgresses a lenient aver is not assumed to be willing to transgress a more stringent aver. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Alibid Rabbi Yisi kulam aloi pligi. Abaya does not concur with Rabbi Yisi, and according to Rabbi Yisi, all agree that Eichel nevelas lahachas, kashal eidus, because Rabbi Yisi holds hochshel lekal, ein hachashel lechamer. The machlekes Abaya v'Rava is merely according to Remeir. Abaya holds Eichel nevelas lahachas, pasul eidus, because like Remeir, Abaya holds hochshel lekal, ein hachashel lechamer. While Rava holds Eichel nevelas lahachas, kashal eidus, because there's a difference. Ad kan lekam Remeir hasam elegabi eidzem in the moment. Dera l'shamayim v'ra l'briyas. Remeir holds that only an eid zaymin from mamon becomes possible, even for din nefashas, because his transgression was chamer, since it was against both Hashem and mankind. Therefore, we assume that he is willing to testify falsely even regarding din nefashas. Aval hacha the ra'al shemayim ve'in ra'al abriyas lay. Remeir does agree that an eichel nevelas does not become possible eidus, because to eat nevela is kill, since it is not against mankind, while to testify falsely is chamer, since it is ra'al shemayim ve'in ra'al abriyas, is against both Hashem and the losing party. The Gemara concludes that v'hilchasa kavosei de Abaya, the final ruling is like Abaya according to Remeir, and eichel nevelas lahachas pasul eidus. And although the Gemara previously brought proof to Rava from a brisa, and also Remeir Rabbi Yisi halachik Rabbi Yisi, in all machlekes between Remeir and Rabbi Yisi, the final ruling is like Rabbi Yisi. However, in this machlekes, the final ruling is like Abaya according to Remeir, because the sasam lantanik Remeir. There's a stam mishnah that rules like Remeir that huzam bedin imamonis pasul ledin nefashas. As the Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah states, Elohin absulim, hamasachim bekuvya umave beribus umafricha yoinim v'seichri shviyas v'avadim. The Mishnah concludes, Zahaklal, kal edus sheina ishik sherla, afhein ink sherla. The general rule is that for all matters that a woman is disqualified to testify, these psulim are also disqualified to testify. Now the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yisi, because bedin nefashis eina ishik sherla. A woman is disqualified to testify for din nefashis, and Rabbi Yisi holds, hozim bedin nemamonis kashal din nefashis. Someone who becomes possible for testifying falsely in din nemamonis is eligible to testify for din nefashis. Therefore, we must say that the Mishnah is Reb Meir who holds Huzim Din Mamonis, possible Din Nefashis. Someone who becomes possible for testifying falsely in Din Mamonis is disqualified to testify for Din Nefashis. And therefore, regarding Mumr Eichel Nevelas Lahachis, we rule like Abaya according to Reb Meir that possible Eidis, Behilchas Akavaseid Abaya, Beyalkagam. This is one of the six cases where we rule like Abaya rather than Rava.